This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon, welcoming your calls, answering a very simple question that we ask at the beginning of every program. What's on your mind? That's right. You get to just tell me what's on your mind, and we have a conversation each and every day right here about just that. Don Shibley is going to be here. He's a senator from Mott. Talk about a bill related to private property rights. And one that the Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, a number of the livestock groups are all in agreement on, about private property rights and also the landowner and hunter relationship. So we'll talk about that. We had a call about it, I think, last week, and I said we'd get you some answers. So we have one of the senators joining us to talk about it in our Legislature Today segment. Chris Berg will be here, the host of Point of View, as well, in just a little bit. He's been doing some work on a Minnesota school that had a student with TB where the students and the teachers and others were not informed, and we'll get an update on that. I know he's talking about that tonight on the program, and also his take on the first few days of the Trump administration. So in the meantime, what's on your mind? Let me know. We're brought to you today by University of Mary. You're a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. But you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand that desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees now by the year 2020, so you're needed. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. An excellent education at an excellent value, the University of Mary. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Let's get to the phones here. Jim and Bismarck, tell me what is on your mind.
Morning, Mark. I just want to give you a little update on this mayor recall.
On the mayor recall, you're talking about the one in Bismarck?
Yes.
I assume, okay.
Okay, if people want to see a little what's going on, there's a video out where he was actually he said, "I am with you people in solidarity" at a rally. And then later he was asked about that, and he blatantly denied it, but yet it was caught on video. So, you know,
I've got that posted on my page at KFYR.com, by the way, if anybody's interested.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that, Jim, but Todd said he had it posted on his Facebook page. I've seen it as well. I think if I don't like Mike Seminary, I see that video, I go, aha. I think if I like Mike Seminary, I say I can see his point on what he's saying as far as how he's standing with him. I just don't think that's the reason. Knowing Mike Seminary personally, I don't think Mike Seminary got up every day saying, "Hey, go to it, protesters. You bet. That's great." I think you're better off saying we disagree with you about these things and, ask for the vote. Don't run around saying Mike Seminary supports the protesters, because I don't believe he does. I think that's.
His message is very clear the day before Thanksgiving when he said, "It's time for you to go home. You've said what you have to say," et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I agree that that's not all the points. There's many different points out there. I'm just saying I wouldn't even have chosen that words at all at one of their rallies to even say that I stand with you in solidarity. But there's many other reasons. It's just like Trump got elected because the people are tired of the people not being heard. And, you know, when we turned down the voting for the Civic Center and the Quiet Railway System, and he and the city went ahead and went against the people's vote.
Well, I mean, again, all of these things are going to be seen depending on your viewpoint of what you want the outcome to be. In the case of the Bismarck Civic Center, there was a vote put forward to the people of a plan that went down. It went down, so the city commission said, guess we're going to do something different, and proceeded with a different plan. It wasn't like they said, we're just going to do the same plan, screw the voters. They didn't do that. They did proceed with a plan, and they did do some renovation, and they spent some money. That's, you know, why you elect people. So, you know, again, I put it on the ballot, ask the question, and go for it. But I wouldn't assign ulterior motives to other folks. I just would say what you don't like and put it out there. Just my own 2 cents for you there. But I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Debbie in Grand Forks, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hi. I heard you talking about abortion this morning, and I just say we need to defund Planned Parenthood. I mean, you know, they say that Planned Parenthood helps women and stuff. We don't even want to pay to keep the lights on to kill children. And they need to have a rehearing on Roe versus Wade. It was all built on a lie, and we know it. And the Supreme Court chose not to rehear it. We have got so much more information on life. We know you can see the baby in the womb. At one point it was, they didn't know when life began. We know now. I mean, this deal with helping Planned Parenthood, if you want to help women, give that money to an organization that really helps women and not kills children. And the other thing that I wanted to say is we need to call our Congress, our representative people, and tell them get Trump's nominees in. These political games that they're playing are ridiculous. I mean, Obama went in with 7 of his nominees at his side. This is ridiculous. Get Trump's nominees in there. And
small thing, but a sign of what's probably to come. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, had told the Trump administration, you'll get 3 nominees. We'll get them through. And that's my promise. So that was going to be the head of the CIA, the Homeland Security Secretary, and the Defense Secretary, General Mattis. At the 11th hour, he pulled the CIA director. So went back on his word already. I mean, they're not even, you know, they're hours into the administration, and Chuck Schumer saying one thing and doing another. So it is pretty amazing. Now, one of the nominees, Rex Tillerson, at Secretary of State, was getting Republican opposition from John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio. So that one you can't blame on the Democrats. But I see today all 3, I think yesterday McCain and Graham came out and said that they were going to vote for Tillerson. And now this morning, Senator Marco Rubio has come out and done the same as well. So Tillerson's pretty much cleared for a vote, too. But you're right. There's games being played on it. So. But I think Pompeo should be today. He's the CIA guy, and Tillerson probably not far behind. Appreciate the call, Debbie. Thank you so much. Jeff's on the road. What's on your mind traveling today? Jeff, you're up.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. How's everybody doing down there?
Fantastic. How are you?
Just fine. Just wanted to pull over so we don't have a bunch of road noise. Well, what that lady said, she is right on. Good for her. I just wanted to make the comment that I wonder how many of our pro-choice people have ever considered the idea that it's entirely possible that they've already aborted the first female president. But
or the person that cured cancer or whatever. Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. I understand there's also a bill, I think, in the state of Texas, if I'm not mistaken, a bill that would provide medical assistance, counseling services for women who are struggling with depression and all that type of thing after having gone an abortion. Are you familiar with that?
And this was I missed where this bill was at.
I think in the state of Texas, but I can't remember. I heard it on the news the other day, and I just wonder how the pro-choice people, particularly Planned Parenthood, would deal with a piece of legislation like that. That's the part of that should have been in the Obamacare bill. We're going to help women who are struggling with depression after having an abortion, but see, they don't recognize any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding.
And,
Jeff,
and pro-abortion people cannot in any way, shape, or form ever use any kind of words or terminology that would let anyone think that which is growing inside the mother's womb is a human being. It's just reproductive tissue, so they have to avoid that at all costs. Otherwise, their nose are dead in the water.
Sad deal, anyway. For sure. Yeah, Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks. I have a minute for Joe in South Dakota. Go ahead, Joe. You're up.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Appreciate your being able to talk to you. Did you get a chance to see the tap dancers from Ireland in person?
The tap dancers from Ireland in person? Were they at the inaugural?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, they were fantastic. I was going to give a little thing that happened to me with my pillow. I bought a pillow 3 years ago, and last year I found the invoice for it. And I'd been fighting with that pillow, with a pillow and so forth. And so I called them, told them I wasn't satisfied, and told them what was happening. And she said, well, that's kind of odd. But we'll send you a new one and then the package to send it back, and we'll pay the postage. So I sent it back, and I forgot it, and I got my pillow. And about a week later, I got a call, and the guy said, this is Mike Lindell, and it didn't register with me.
Oh, my gosh, the boss called you, huh?
Yeah, and he says, what do you want us to do with that feather pillow you sent us? I said, oh, no.
It wasn't a My Pillow you were dissatisfied with. That's hilarious, Joe. Great story. Wish I had more time. Got to roll. Thanks for calling.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The reason there were less people at the inauguration of President Trump than at the inauguration of Obama is because Republicans have a job to be at. All right. Another texter says, you won't see anything peaceful on the news or newspaper. The news media feeds off a drama because it's entertainment. The news is no longer news. Scott, did you see the video over the weekend? A gentleman was on a plane, a younger gentleman sitting next to a husband and a wife, probably the husband and wife in their mid-60s, and either said a comment about Trump or had a shirt about Trump. Anyway, this woman got irate, started laying into this man and screaming at him, and she never got to the point about saying just because Trump doesn't believe in global warming, he's a fool. She said, have you heard about gravity? Do you know about gravity? Just a theory. It's not true. They ended up kicking the husband and the wife off the plane, and the whole plane started applauding. I did see it. You can't make it up. You really can't. Texter says, I'm extremely tired of the progressive leftists. Relative morality. You've got people like celebrities and public figures who talk out of one side of the mouth, denounce and protest against President Trump because of his immoral views and actions towards women, then on the other side of their mouth make a living peddling immorality and objectifying women. Publishing works such as My Horizontal Life, a collection of one-night stands, and Hello Vodka, It's Me Again. These people have literally zero credibility and are laughable. Apparently morals matter only when it furthers your cause. All right, some of your text. Appreciate that very much. Chris Berg is here. 6:30 Point of View on KX4. 10:30, you can watch Point of View on West Dakota Fox with the one and only Chris Berg back with us. How are you, sir?
Doing outstanding. I can't wait to hear more about your excursion for the inauguration. How was it?
Well, I love soaking in history and seeing all of it, and it's sort of surreal. It just is really incredible what happens, and the peaceful transfer of power is something we should never get tired of or not recognize the significance of. I am irritated beyond belief, and I think it's from a weariness of 160-plus days of seeing it back here, where people who disregard rule of law, who think little of the men and women of law enforcement, and want to just do horrible things. The vile, vulgar stuff from this women's march was unbelievable. The protest breaking windows and lighting limousines on fire and lighting trash cans on fire is just disgusting. And, I think they really want to challenge the rule of law. So that part was irritating, but the history was great, and I soaked it all in. So
let me ask you this, because being there, I mean, obviously if you're there, I'm assuming most people there are a Trump supporter, if you will. But you hear after his speech, which after I heard it, I went on Facebook, one of my show that night, and called it powerful, but everyone else is going, oh, it was very dark and things of that nature. And I love the fact that he called out the establishment politically, called out the establishment from a lobbyist, called out the establishment for the media. And I don't know if it felt this way there, but what I'm feeling is you can feel these people freaking out because their power is getting ripped out of their fingers.
Exactly, which is why it's wonderful. Donald Trump is going to be the same Donald Trump that decided to run for office nearly 2 years ago, that ran for office and left 16 Republicans in his rearview mirror, that took on not only Hillary Clinton, but he had to beat Hillary Clinton and the media. Many people said, no, he could be one or the other, but not both. He beat them both. And now as president, he's not about to change. Here's something Brett Baer said today about this, and I want your take on this, because I don't think he should change. I really don't. I think the second he does, the people that put him there are going to say, oh, you're just like the rest. Here's what Brett Baer said about it.
Yeah, right. Listen, I said on Fox News Sunday, you know, for all those people who thought that there was going to be this dramatic pivot once he got into office, much like they thought there was going to be a dramatic pivot once he won the nomination, I don't think that that's going to happen. This is Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has promised a number of things to his supporters and to the American people, and this is kind of the completion of the takeover of the Republican Party from his point of view. Not a hostile takeover, because people wanted to be there, wanted to be a part of it because of the actions of the Obama administration and the action or inaction of Republicans. And that has given him the lane to operate as he will. So it is going to be unique. It'll be different. I think today's briefing at 1:30 will be one to watch.
Yeah, I sure will. Because, of course, there was a little encounter with the media over the weekend where he blasted away. I think the speech and what they did in pushing back against the Martin Luther King bust being removed and the dishonest use of the photos of the different times on the inaugural crowd are a prime example that he is going to be who he is, and I think that's great. That speech that you talked about was basically his campaign in 16 minutes, right? And laying it out and saying it was powerful because it was just basically we're coming for you. And I know I've got a bunch of people behind me that are part of the status quo, and this town is about the status quo. I'm not going to be. So I think it's great. Do you think he's doing the right thing by keeping the same tone?
I think the speech was fantastic. If you're somebody out there who is like, look, I'm sick and tired of being looked over because of identity politics, and like you and I talked about last week, I want someone that's going to step in there and start fighting for me to put some more money in my pocket. I mean, I so many people you talk to these days, and it's not so much here in the Valley, but you're starting to feel it. More and more people are going out there working hard, and they're having more months than they do money, and they're tired of it, so they want to see some changes in those policies. I mean, think about how the farmers are hurting right now with crop prices down. Yeah, they've had, you know, bumper crops, but still, it's tough when it's not penciling out. Oil's way down. So one of the things I love that he did right away is obviously he put out his Energy First plan, which is going to be fantastic for the country, but also most importantly for North Dakota.
Absolutely. Here's a texter. Scott, no matter how well President Trump does in the next 4 years, no matter how much he gets accomplished, no matter how fast he gets the economy turned around, the liberal media is not going to admit to any of his success and that they were wrong. It's not going to happen. So I think the Trump team needs to pick and choose their battles with the media over the next few years. I like that they call them out when they put out a negative, you know, spin on so many things. However, I feel like they should just stick to their plan of executing campaign promises. The majority of the American people will be able to see the results for themselves, and then the mainstream media becomes obsolete. Do you agree with that?
I do, because a couple things. They're saying that, hey, the media is trying to delegitimize Trump's presidency. The media has already delegitimized themselves watching this campaign. I mean, how many people did you see crying the night of this election because they didn't see what was happening? They completely just forgot. And this, I mean, that's what Trump said. The forgotten people, the forgotten man is not going to be forgotten anymore. The middle of America has been completely forgotten by these hobnobbing media elites in New York and L.A. And people said, you know what? Enough's enough. So you guys have delegitimized yourself enough. And I do agree with that person. I think the MLK bus is a good thing to go after to stand up to the media. But when you don't have the actual numbers to back up about the inaugural, because what's going to happen today for Spicer, he's going to walk into the wolf's den. And they're going to come out.
He was going to anyway, though. He was going to anyway. My deal is I think that, you know, the stuff on the Martin Luther King bust and the photos, if you call them out, they're going to be, you know, a few less likely to do it every single time you call them out. So I think, and again, that's part of the campaign now. Maybe you pick your moments. Maybe you don't do it every time.
Back it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's one area on the crowd size. I get why they were complaining, the photos, but to complain about the crowd size reporting sounds like you're being a little petty. Hey, watch Chris tonight. I got a great follow-up on that story with the TV student at a Twin City school. 6:30 Point of View, KX4, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, West Dakota Fox at 10:30. Point of View with Chris Berg. Don't miss it. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Today by MBI Energy Services. I love their Facebook page because it is constantly updating with new opportunities for you to take advantage of what is a busy time in the boom and bakken. Once again, the general labor post in Watford City, they just put up here an hour ago, matter of fact. And yesterday, a diesel mechanic post in Watford City that went up, and oil truck driver out of Killdeer, North Dakota, before that. So water truck driver in Watford City, check it out, mbienergyservices.com, HSE professional in Ross, North Dakota, they're looking for. And if you go to MBI Energy Services on Facebook or to MBIEnergyServices.com, either one would be a great spot to find out. Great place to work. Good people. They are indeed. Here's a texter that says, hey, Scott, you've been sipping the Kool-Aid with seminary? That was a pretty head-in-the-sand Civic Center comment. Oh, I see. Here's, I think this will be part of the debate. I don't know that we need to host this, but I think it's interesting. I think it's actually a story that has some statewide significance in that it is not every day that a mayor is subject to a recall petition and have to defend his position. So in that sense, does this matter to anybody in Fargo and Dickinson and Tioga and Stanley and in Watford City? Maybe not, but on the other hand, I love the fact that people feel strongly enough about this that they go through a process that does exist to go out there. Now, here's what I would like to have happen, however. For instance, somebody called earlier and said, well, that comment that he made, that's the reason that that we're for this. The comment meaning I stand with you to a group of protesters. I saw the video. I didn't hear, I'm with you, let's go wreck stuff down at, Cannonball. I heard a mayor being empathetic to say, hey, you have the right to protest, okay? So I heard it differently. The Civic Center comment. Somebody called and said, well, there was a vote on the Civic Center, and then the city commission disregarded the public's vote on it and just did it anyway. Well, it wasn't the same thing. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be happy about it. And it's a reason for you to either say, I'm not going to support anybody that voted for that particular piece of legislation, or that vote in the city council, or take it on to the mayor. That's fine. But I think to say, hey, I mean, in other words, if I say to you, okay, there was a vote by the public to do something at the Civic Center, it failed, and then the city council just did it anyway, you'd say, well, that's kind of a goofy deal. I'd be mad about that, too. Well, that isn't exactly what happened. There was something put forward to the voters. It failed. And elected leaders in Bismarck said, well, we're elected to, in part, take care of this city asset. And while the voters don't want that, we got to do something. So let's do this. And they did something that they were able to do that was less expensive than was voted on. So factually, that's true. Now, you can say I sipped the Kool-Aid. That's fine. I'm just telling you the facts as I see them. If I am someone that doesn't like Mike Seminary, I'm going to say, screw him. He did the same thing that the voter said no to. But I like to be factual. So I'm just saying what I believe to be the case. Make your case. Go out there and be part of the vote. So be able to do it. We haven't found Don yet. We're trying to track down Don Scheibele so we can talk about Senate Bill 2225 on a property rights bill. I have the bill in front of me right here. I can read the bill. Should I read it from beginning to end? I'll take some calls instead. How about that? Jim in Fargo has been waiting the longest. Jim, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, the person that summed up the inauguration best was Ann Coulter. Did you hear her comment?
No, I didn't. After the fact, you mean, or what?
They said Trump, it's the end of an error. I mean, Obama, the end of an error.
Yeah.
I thought that was great, but I don't want, Trump is not going to change because he knows that's best for what, the way he is actually best for America. Plus, deep down, he gets a lot of enjoyment out of it. He's a fighter, and he loves it, and he's not going to change. And I just hope and pray he doesn't, because if he does, we're in big trouble. But, you know, he's not going to change and let them get at him. I don't believe Donald Trump will allow that to happen to him.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. The end of an era. Yeah, I was not sorry to see that. That was probably, if I had to pick a highlight moment other than watching the history, you know, the actual, I videoed Trump's hand on the Bible and the oath, put that up. Outside of that, it was seeing Executive One, what sometimes is called Marine One when the president is on it, but that famous Marine helicopter lift off when you sort of didn't expect it from the other side of the Capitol flying over us, and just having that sense of, okay, we're done. He's gone. Thank you. It was a highlight. Hal and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Hal.
Oh, no, I should make myself a little more clear, yeah. All right.
Hal, are you unavoidably detained here? Sound like you're in the middle of a conversation there that we're not party to.
Hey, Scott, there, I'll tear myself away here for a moment.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I sure appreciate your segments with Chris Berg. You know, enjoy getting, a couple point of views and see what's going on. Both here are pretty important to the area, I feel.
He does a nice job with the show. Thank you. That's been something we're doing through the whole legislative session to tackle some issues that come up in the legislature and whatever's in the news. So thank you.
Good, good. I really want to let you know I appreciate you not running the Planned Parenthood radio ads that are on a lot of the local stations. They come on with their bright, cheery music and just kind of all the glorified ideas that they can do. You know, it's really amazing. And you sit there and kind of get sick to your stomach while listening to it. And just for standing up for what's right, I sure appreciate you not running those ads yourself.
Yeah, there's speaking of an issue that needs some truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just the name itself, Planned Parenthood, when you know it is an organization that makes the vast majority of their revenue on ending innocent life, legalized killing of unborn children, just that name should turn your stomach. You know, it's bad news. And you know what? Right now, today, until the law changes, they're able to do what they want to do, but they get taxpayer funds. They get your money to do what they do.
Yes.
It's absolutely sick that anybody can defend that. I mean, I don't understand how, people who have a different opinion don't think the idea of their taxpayer dollars being used for something that they believe is just morally wrong is a good idea, because all of a sudden it could happen to you. Be careful what you're supporting, you know?
It's like the Hyde Amendment doesn't even exist.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The Hyde Amendment was supposed to be law that they found a way around that did not allow the use of taxpayer funding for such things. So,
even
Democratic members of Congress from this part of the world recognizing that it is, you know, this is a pro-life constituency, even they had to agree. I remember Dorgan and Conrad having to tap dance around supporting the Hyde Amendment because it just makes sense, right?
Sure.
Even if you are in favor of abortion, the idea of taxpayer dollars being used for it should rattle you a little bit, set you back a little.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good points, sir. Good points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
All right, you have a good day now.
You too, Hal. I haven't heard any of those other ads, but I guess I don't listen to other radio stations, so that's okay. I wonder what they're advertising. I wonder if they're local. I don't know if you've heard them. Let me know. 800-228-0550. Texter says, hey, Scott, please inform the urban town folks that there are 1 to 5 acre property, that their, meaning yours, your 1 to 5 acre property is not any more private than our rural acres. You bought yours, we bought ours. Why would you question this issue? Thanks to Don for fighting on this issue. Speaking of Don Scheibele, the senator from Mott, Senate Bill 2225, we're still trying to track Senator Scheibele down, right? We don't know what happened here. He was scheduled to join us, but might have got tied up in a committee or something. The bill is an act to amend and react sections that deal with North Dakota Century Code relating to the criminal trespass and hunting on private land, and also repeal a section relating to the posting of lands. And it has a criminal trespass section saying an individual is guilty of a Class C felony if knowing that the individual is not licensed or privileged to do so, the individual enters or remains in a dwelling or in a highly secured premise. An individual is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor if knowing the individual is not licensed or privileged to do so, the individual enters or remains in or on any building, occupied structure or storage structure, or separately secured or occupied portion thereof, enters or remains in place that the individual is not licensed or privileged to be. Okay. And then also there is a Class B misdemeanor. If that individual remains upon the property of another after being requested to leave the property by a duly authorized individual. Section does not apply to a peace officer in the course of discharging the peace officer's official duties, of course. And then the North Dakota Century Code is amended and reenacted to say hunting on private land without permission will have a penalty. It's unlawful and will have a penalty. An individual may not hunt or pursue game or enter for those purposes upon land belonging to another without first obtaining the permission of the person legally entitled to grant the same. An individual may not enter upon privately owned land for the purpose of trapping protected fur-bearing animals without first gaining the written permission of the owner or operator of that land. And if you violate that, Class B misdemeanor. When private land may be entered. Another segment. An individual may enter upon private land to recover game shot or killed on land where the individual has a lawful right to hunt, rather. So that's basically it. Then there's one other, entering private land with a gun or a firearm. An individual having a firearm or other firearm declared legal by a governor's proclamation in possession, enter upon private premises of another without permission of the owner or tenant is evidence that the individual entered the hunt or game. So, it is very simply private property protection. Seems like a no-brainer to me, folks, on this one. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol June. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Helping America fuel better. They're the ones that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump, give you great deals when you stop in. Two of the 4 for $4 specials, my personal favorite, and that is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 20-ounce ring, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. That'd be a great day for lunch today, PetroServe. And stock up on the Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. The Godiva chocolate bars, they're 89 cents each. They are really good. Mars-sized candy bars are 89 cents each. Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss, $1.99 each all month long. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, couple of textures here. My seminary didn't tell the protesters to go home until the residents were screaming for action. Okay. didn't happen soon enough. That concerned Bismarck resident. Emailer says, Scott, you have not lived under Mike Seminary's My Way or the Highway reign. When your mind is open to entertaining other views, let us know. Dana. My mind is always open to entertaining other views. That's why the name of the show I host every flipping day, buddy, is What's on your mind? So, Dan, don't think because I give a comment that might be different than yours that my mind is not open. I'll listen. Let's talk about it. That's fine. My gosh. Let's see. This group opposing Mayor Seminary needs to put a good candidate for it for the 2018 election and push their agenda. As far as I can tell, investigating their allegations, Seminary broke no law. It's kind of a chicken blank way to push your agenda by recalling a candidate because you disagree. It is a shame when Seminary was elected in 2014, he was unopposed. Where was this group then? Yeah, I hate elections where there's not an election, right? When you don't have the, but it happens a lot, especially in the, you know, city commission races, school board races, the city council races on occasion. Judges, for crying out loud. Yeah, we need active, engaged citizens. Another texter says, it's not about crowd size or bust. It's about the media lies, and President Trump wanted them to know he's going to hold them accountable. Back to our first hour conversation. You're exactly right. Scott, did you or any of your listeners happen to see the cameras at the inauguration catch Hillary Clinton busting former President Clinton checking out Ivanka? Classic. I did. There were many memes. He didn't disappoint in the meme department there, did he, Todd? We had the story.
I put the story up on KFYR's Facebook, and holy cow, did we get eaten alive for that. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's a story.
Yeah, it was.
Fine. I pulled it down rather than dealing with that many people so angry. But
come on, Todd. You went soft. It happened. Tell them to yell at Bill if they don't like it. Texter says if the picture was true, maybe the reason Trump had less attendance was because his followers were working. Obama people were there for free cell phone vouchers. All right.
Speaking of Bill, is the same angst at the sexual stuff alleged of Donald Trump also being hurled at Bill Clinton?
No, I mean, that is rather interesting. You know, again, some of the potty mouth protesters, the Women's March, were saying they didn't like Donald Trump's, what he said about women in the past, and they were woefully silent on the rape allegations, on the, you know, what he did with an intern in the Oval Office. So I heard that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood gets $1 million a day of our tax dollars, says another. Emailer says, in regards to the Civic Center edition in Bismarck, we the people said no, and whatever they decided to do, to me, it's more about the money spent. Okay. Kenny says, I disagree on some of the private property rights without permission. Most land that is posted have no phone numbers. If you're pursuing a wounded animal, how do you contact the owner if there's no name or number on the sign? If they want to make it fair, require the property owner to have a current sign with a name and number. That right there would solve most hunting land issues. I don't mind asking, but I need to know who to ask. Okay. Another says it's on a rare occasion in which the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the North Dakota Farmers Union are in unison, but with the property rights bill 2225, we are. Also, Stockman's. And IBANDR as well, and we're on the same page, which also does not happen all the time as well. That's the independent beef folks and Stockman folks, so I agree. That is pretty unique. Here's another with a question on Senate Bill 2225. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Thanks for reading the bill, but I believe you kind of left out one of the more impacting sections, which is Section 5, the repeal of the Century Code that regulates posting of private land where the owners can state their preferences about access. They may say on their sign, you have access with permission. They can give their name, which is very helpful, and their phone numbers need to be on there. And, you know, with the increased use of cell phones these days, it's hard to get a phone number that gets answered when you're out in the field. And the current law makes the most sense for hunters to determine land boundaries. Yes, it's some extra effort for landowners to post their land, but please realize that true North Dakota sportsmen appreciate their efforts.
Right, and Bob, I'm going to hold you off there because we're running out of time, but by the way, my copy, Section 5 repeal, didn't have anything other than North Dakota Century Codes repealed without any description of it, just so you know. But I read what was there. It just wasn't much there. We're going to have Senator Shively back on to talk about this very soon. Alan Portland, you got 10 seconds for your final word here today. Sorry you don't have more time, but we're out of time. Alan and Portland?
Yeah.
Give me your bottom line.
Thanks,
give me your bottom line. Yeah.
Bottom line is this bill will just totally destroy the sportsmen of North Dakota. Because I travel and I hunt 300 miles a day.
That's a big statement, by golly. Well, I promise we'll return to this soon. God bless you folks. Got to go. It's saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins, and that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.